How much ground do you feel like you've gained from rookie camp, the OTA, the 2 days of mini camp, just picking up all the mental things that you've had to learn?
I'm learning a lot from the veterans. They showing me those guys are showing me the right way to do things and how to be a pro. So just real excited of those guys of like just wanting to like teach me and like the other rookies. So I came a long way from rookie camp. So just thankful.
Who are some of those veteran guys that you've been around that you feel comfortable going up and asking questions to
help you out? Obviously Jeremy Macklin and Albert and Chris. Some of those guys that's been in this offense. So those guys do a real good job in just helping the rookies.
Have you had a chance to go up against Marcus Peterson 101 or during practice or anything yet?
I don't think so.
You say you've picked up a lot since mandatory minicamp. What would you say you are right now with the playbook?
I'm still learning. Every day is a learning process for me. I got it, but like I said, it's still some learning to do.
When you start, is your head like spinning? And now maybe it doesn't spin so much and you have a better
Oh, yeah. Time. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Coming in as a rookie, like, you're going to get that. It's supposed to be like that because, like, you're new to the system. But now I'm coming along.
How do those plays sound in the huddle right now?
It sound pretty easy. Yeah. Yeah, yes, sir.
Ty, it seems like you kind of over the last month, you've kind of been able to tell that you've been gaining more confidence as we've gone. Would you say that you've been, kind of showing or feeling comfortable that you can play at this level? Have you kind of gotten that sense yet?
I don't know. I just go out there and play for real. I try not to think about all that. I just go out there and play. Whatever the coaches want me to do, I just do it.
Tyree, what are you going to do to stay in shape? I mean, you guys end tomorrow, and then you won't get to training camp until the end of July. So is there a plan that you're going to follow so that you don't, lose everything you've gained over these off-season workouts?
I'm just going to stay up here and train here at the facility. I'm not.
Anybody?
Probably just the strength coaches. I'm not going home. I don't plan on going home.
You had a play during OTAs that really stands out to me. There was one time when you got downfield, and as you pulled away from the cornerbacks, you kind of like gave him a little wave, like bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like when cornerbacks are lined up against you, do you get a sense that sometimes they underestimate your speed, or what was that about?
I have no idea. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know how to answer that one.
Skill set. Growing up, has there been a player, NFL player, that you kind of hope to pattern yourself after?
Oh yeah, man. I mean, I don't want to. Probably Tavon Austin, and probably DeSean Jackson. I'm a real huge D-Jack fan. Ever since he's been in the Coach Reed system, so him and Jeremy Macklin, I grew up watching them guys actually. So it's just. It's a real honor to just be on the same field as Macklin, and then like I get to line up beside him every day, so it's crazy, mind blowing.
Are you aware of the history? I mean, this you probably never heard of Nolan Smith, Super Nat, but Dante Hall, mm-hmm. Dexter McCluster, D'Anthony there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's been a real history of guys your size, explosive playmakers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you know anything about those guys?
Oh, yeah. I know a little bit about Dante Hall, and obviously I know about that from Oregon. But Dante Hall, he just made a name for, like, all little guys. He gave us a name, and he made us little guys believe. So I'm just real thankful for him.
How would you say you and D'Anthony Thomas are different?
I have no idea. I mean, everybody has their own skill set.
How would you rate yourself
since
rookie camp? How would you rate yourself and grade yourself between when you first started rookie camp to now?
Probably no grade. I still have a lot to work on in this offense. So I'll probably say a C. I still got to get better every day, whether it's route running, whether it's blocking, whether it's catching. I still got to get better at those things.
And have you talked with Alex Smith about maybe doing some workouts with him or working out with him?
Not yet.
How would you describe what have you heard, or what do you think the difference is between what you got this week and then, when you guys go to St. Joe?
It's going to be physical. That's the only thing I heard. I mean, I can't wait, so.
Tyreek, since you started practice, a lot of your teammates and a lot of your coaches kind of expressed surprise at how fast you really are.
Mm-hmm.
Has that kind of been that way when you've gotten to other places like JUCO, Okie State, West Alabama? Or was everybody kind of surprised at really how fast you are once you got on the field?
Yeah, I say that. Yeah, I say that.
Is there a guy who can outrun you on this team at least in the 40?
I have no idea. I try not to worry about all that.
We'll go to Rez and then BJ.
You see so many times guys come in at camp and they put pads on this time of year and they're just killing people.
Oh, yeah.
Then in camp, you know, they take that good lick and you lose some of that juice. I want to know in your past, you know, when you get to camp, do things ever change when the threat of a good lick coming in?
Not really. Another one of my role models is probably Steve Smith, so nah. Just tough guy.
Hey, I'm curious as far as, you know, your history. We've asked you a lot of questions about that. But
right.
You've been in town now for about a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been in town for a while.
Yes, sir.
I'm curious, what kind of reaction have you gotten from people who notice you around town or on social media? Just what are people telling you, man? What have you heard?
When I go in town, like, the fans are, like, great. Like, they, like, arms open to me. They, like, oh, we so glad to have you. Like, so, like, it's all love. Like, people just showing all love out here. So, I'm just real thankful, like, they want me. And, like, as a player, like, that makes me feel good inside. Like, hey, people, like, looking past all that. So, I'm just happy, like, people are accepting me. You know what I'm saying?
Last one, baby. I know you haven't put the pads on so really early in the process, but from what you've done at OTAs and even through a couple days at main camp, what is it meant to you to come out and make the plays that you have?
It doesn't mean nothing because, like, it's no pads. Like, any fast guy can do it. Like, everybody reads articles on fast guys making plays. So, you just got to wait to camp and see what's up.
Thank you.